This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
We're back, live with more Rami McLaugh on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Anytime you line up to play in this league, coach or play, it's meaningful. We're fortunate to have an opportunity to do this, man. Not everybody gets to do this. And, yeah, it stinks that we're out. You know, you got one left. But I don't view this as meaningless. I don't. And I know exactly what I'm looking for. And sometimes this is the best way to find out what you got in the building. You know, you don't want it to be this way, but then when you do, there is a silver lining. You find out in a hurry, just like I did in 21, we did in 21, early part of 22, you find out a lot about guys.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell talking to our next guest here on The Score. I am Rami McLaugh with you for another hour. Get back to your calls at 312-644-6767. But this guy, he hosts mornings over there on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. And he joins me now on the guest hotline. Guests join us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Pleasure to welcome in Jim Costa. Jim, how are you this morning, my man?
Good. I was like, I do recognize that audio. I remember Dan saying that to us back on Tuesday.
And he's an intense guy, and I have a feeling he would be saying that and meaning it in any given week 18 where the Lions don't have a playoff spot to play for. But Jim, knowing Dan Campbell and the whole Ben Johnson storyline, is there even more meaning in this football game for him, and is that something he's trying to relay to his team?
You know, I don't know. I think they handled their business back in week two, but these two teams are so different now, obviously, than week two. I think Dan legitimately viewed Ben as a friend. I don't know that there's any bad blood. I think it is as simple as this. Dan Campbell's going to look these guys in the eye and say, do you want to be here or not? And the guys that play today are going to be auditioning for their long-term spots in Detroit. That's just who Dan Campbell is. And while many in the fan base are just ready for the season to be painfully over, I don't think he's going to allow that to seep into the locker room for today's game.
Yeah, and I don't know that there is necessarily bad blood, but is there any notion that Dan Campbell and the Lions owed some modicum of their success to Ben Johnson and some questions creeping in now of whether or not they have what they thought they had in Dan Campbell as a head coach and what they had going there in Detroit for a few years?
So it's something we've discussed a ton, obviously, in the morning in Detroit, really all sure. across the city, as you guys have seen your Bears rally and take the North. And it was a little painful waiting on hold as you guys run a liner talking about we're the NFC North champion Chicago Bears. Because that was us the last couple of years. And it felt like we were on this run where we were so untouchable as a football team. But yeah, Ben Johnson, no doubt, has been an instant impact in Chicago. For Detroit, it's a little more nuanced, right? So the Lions offense has still been one of the top scoring offenses in the NFL yeah. this season. The explosive plays have been there, especially when Dan Campbell took over the play calling. But at the same time, the run game hasn't been what it was. It hasn't been there in big games. And I attribute most of that to the offensive line deteriorating. But some of that is a coach working with what he's got and trying to mirror schemes and trying to get the most out of his players. And there's no doubt that Ben Johnson's taken that run game, that two-headed monster, that offensive creativity to Chicago, and we are missing an element of that in Detroit.
Talking with Jim Costa of 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit here on The Score. Rami Makhlouf with you this morning, taking you right up to Bears pregame. The other guy who I think people might be looking at and wondering how much of his success was thanks to Ben Johnson is the quarterback there in Jared Goff. Where are Lions fans and where are you, Jim, at? Where are folks at in Detroit with Goff and what he is, who he is as a quarterback?
You've been in radio long enough. You know when a quarterback plays the way he did on Christmas Day, the type of phone calls that immediately come into a radio station.
Yes.
And Goff was not good on Christmas Day. But make no mistake about it. The turnovers, checks at the line of scrimmage, it just did not seem like a game where he was in control. And they used to own a Brian Flores defense. When Ben Johnson was there with Jared Goff, they thrived and attacked the blitzing defense that Flores would show. And it wasn't any secret. Zero blitzes, mugging the A-gap, same stuff they saw in the first game, and Goff didn't have the answer. So you could question, hey, he doesn't have that guardian angel on his shoulder in Ben Johnson. For the season, once you exhale and take a deep breath and go, okay, Christmas Day was lousy, you'll see Goff is still top three in yards, in touchdowns, in quarterback rating. And he's the guy that took the Lions to the NFC title game and had them up 17 points. So to throw the baby out with the bathwater, we have to talk some callers off a ledge and say, look, when you pay Jared Goff, you make a covenant with the football gods that you're going to put a pocket that he can excel in. And the pocket has been nowhere near as clean as it was the last two seasons. So I think that is what we revert to is get it right up front. Jared Goff is good enough. But when that pocket erodes, in big spots, in big games, too often you're going to see he's not the mobile guy, and those turnovers are going to start to multiply.
Yeah, what happened to that offensive line, Jim? Because that was sort of the secret to their success and something that Ben Johnson emphasized when he came here to Chicago that they had to get right and get fixed here.
Yeah, it's one thing I noticed in the offseason with what you guys did, adding Dahlman, but also Jonah Jackson, who he had familiarity with, and then that Joe Tooney trade, I mean, fourth-round pick, what a steal. We look at it in Detroit and see Frank Ragnow retire. Huge vacuum at the center spot. Beyond that, they also had Kevin Zeitler, who was a veteran right guard, who signed with the Titans in free agency, elected to move to Tennessee, wanted to be there. So you have two guys that you missed from the interior of our offensive line. The left guard spot was Graham Glasgow, who could slide into center. And then they're playing a young player with only a handful of starts at left guard, and then a true rookie at right guard. And while Tate Ratledge has played the position admirably at right guard, he's ultimately still a rookie. You're not going to patch up multiple holes with inexperienced guys and get the same level of results. So that slippage on the interior has been their biggest issue all season long.
Talking with Jim Costa of Mornings, 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit here on The Score. Rami Makhlouf with you on a Sunday morning. Did you envision a world in which the Lions are in last place in the NFC North, Jim, when this season started? No?
No. In fact, so the Parsons trade goes down, and they were listed at co-favorites with the Packers. And I thought, all right, eye to eye, bring them on, mano a mano. We'll find out. It's going to be a dogfight for the North. Never did I think that the Lions would be sitting in last place in week 18, and I didn't think the Bears would be in first place either.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is looking at the NFC North now and looking ahead, looking forward, Jim, how do you stack it up in terms of the future of these four teams? Because I was just saying the other day on the show that this is nice and all, and I'm really enjoying what's going on here in Chicago and the way that the NFC North is stacked up, but all you got to do is look to Detroit to see how quickly this thing could change, and I don't think any of the other three teams in this division are going away quickly or quietly.
No, let me first just start with the praise for the Bears, because Caleb Williams, from afar, I thought, boy, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And in terms of the sacks he took in his rookie season, sounded like and looked like he was unwilling to take as many chances that first season. This year, it looks like he's taking more chances and making fewer mistakes, and it's that natural evolution of a young quarterback. Now, next year and the year after, as they get more comfortable, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, Bears are going to be a huge problem in the NFC North. But every team is going to be gunning for them now. And we saw that shift here in Detroit, where you go from, you know, you're hunting everybody to now you are the hunted. And if you are the Lions, you're going to have some hard conversations this offseason. This is not where anybody anticipated this team would be. So are you making some tough decisions on guys you previously believed in? Coaches you previously believed in? And can you get back that grit, that toughness, and that running game that made the Lions who they were, that superpower? And then, yeah, the Packers are going to have their questions about Micah Parsons and the torn ACL and how quickly he recovers and regains form. For the Vikings, it felt like they were everywhere they needed to be except at quarterback when the season really got going. Can they get that position right? That's probably a little messier, but this division is going to be wide open for years to come, but obviously you have to give it to the Bears right now in pole position.
Do Lions fans realize that, recognize that they could be right back in the mix next year, or is the sky falling in Detroit right now, Jim?
There's definitely a degree of, hey, the window's closed, and we had our chance. And Dan Campbell was very public about it. You guys may remember this. In the NFC Championship game lost to the San Francisco 49ers, yeah, he came to the podium and said, that may have been our only shot. And that clip has been seared into people's minds more today and this week and last week than over the last couple seasons. At the same time, you know, this league changes in a hurry. Detroit still has an all-pro at wide receiver in Amon-Ra St. Brown, an all-pro tackle in Penei Sewell. You feel like Jahmyr Gibbs is one of the two or three best tailbacks in football. And there are some clear building blocks, especially if you do think you can get the offensive line right for Jared Goff. He's certainly maybe not a top five quarterback, but let's call him back into that top 10 when he's rolling. On defense, Jack Campbell has had a breakout season at the middle linebacker spot. You still have Aiden Hutchinson, and the thought here is year two off of the ACL injury for Aleem McNeil could give them better results. You have building blocks on both sides. They're not going away, but they got to make some serious changes.
Talking with Jim Costa of 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit here for a few more minutes on The Score on a Sunday morning. Rami Makhlouf with you. And you mentioned like maybe having to change direction on some players and some coaches that you believed in and invested in. Is one of those, well, are they looking for two new coordinators again this offseason, do you think, Jim? And one name that's been floated as far as an offensive coordinator candidate is maybe you guys poaching a guy off the Bears coaching staff and Antoine Randall to be your next offensive coordinator. Do you think that's a possibility?
There's always going to be cross-pollinization. Like when Ben Johnson took the job in Chicago, we knew, all right, brace for impact. He's going to pull some guys and elevate some guys, and it would only make sense that that's where Campbell would start if he makes changes. And taking the play caller role from John Morton, you would think that's an area they would look to upgrade, would be an offensive coordinator calling plays next season. Antoine Randall doesn't have that experience. So it would be certainly possible, but I would question if that's the right way to go here. They clearly wanted to promote guys they were familiar with on both coordinator positions, and neither one of them excelled this season. So it almost would make sense to me if Dan Campbell were to go outside the family, maybe just to a cousin branch or a little for someone with familiarity, but hey, not right in this immediate family, because you do need some outside ideas. Now, I won't rule out, obviously, that connection in the fraternity of coaches. It could be anybody from the Chicago staff that ends up making their way to Detroit.
Sure. Talking with Jim Costa of 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. All right, let's get back to this game today. I know Amon-Ra St. Brown is banged up heading into this one, and Lions not playing for anything today. Do you expect to see him out there today? Do you think they're cautious, given what we heard Dan Campbell saying coming out of the break about the fact that they want this one and they're going to go out there and they're going to compete? Do they treat it like any other game? And even if they're on the fence about Amon-Ra St. Brown, they send him out there, or do you think they play it more safe?
Yeah, I think it just shows the dichotomy of fans versus coaches and players. Fans, the sentiment is, let's lock up that last play schedule, worry about 2026, no catastrophic injuries, move up a couple spots in the draft. That's a fan mentality. You heard Dan Campbell coming in. That is never going to enter his thought process. And I think cut from that same cloth is Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's hyper-competitive. He played on a short week earlier this year with a bum ankle and looked great doing it. I just think he's wired in a way where if there's a game, I'm a competitor. I was in the fourth round when they took me. I have something to prove until the day I die. If he can go, I expect him to go, even though the season is, you know, over for Lions fans.
And he's a guy who, not that there's bad blood or he has any ill will towards Ben Johnson, but he was a guy who was vocal, especially earlier in the season, about saying, hey, we're good, and it's not just because of Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. He probably wants to go out there and show a little something or prove a little something today, does he not?
Oh, I'm sure he's got his podcast and he's talked about Ben in the past. And I think it's in a competitive way.
Sure.
Yeah, as a competitor, he wants to go out there, and I'm sure he wants to score the game winning touchdown and let Ben know about it afterwards.
Are Lions fans mad at, like, what was with the booing? Like, I don't know that I've ever heard an assistant coach who left for a head coaching job get that type of treatment. It's just kind of understood. Like, the guy is just advancing his career, and there wasn't a place for him to do that in Detroit. Is it going in the division? Like, what's with the vocality of the bad blood for Ben Johnson in Detroit?
So I said this week, I go, I know I'm supposed to hate him, but I don't hate him. He did what anybody would do. He took a promotion. Promotion that wasn't going to happen here. We love Dan Campbell. I don't blame the guy. And as we sit today, it's not Ben Johnson's fault that Detroit's out of the playoffs. We hung 50 on him. It's our fault that we didn't hold up our end of the bargain to make Week 18 a much tougher, better football game with something on the line. Ben Johnson's never beaten the Detroit Lions. Maybe that'll change today, but I don't understand those who hate Ben Johnson. But if you want a little bit of the backstory, people felt like, and I don't agree with this, but there was the sentiment that he mailed in his game plan for the playoff game against the Washington Commanders. He was already interviewing. He wanted the Bears job. He put us on the back burner. Like, he's the only coach who's ever interviewed for a job during the postseason.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that became some of it. And then it's in division. He could have had his choice of jobs and he chose to stick it to Detroit. That's how people here felt about it. So you heard those bleep Ben Johnson chants in week two in Detroit. And he's Benedict Johnson. He's a traitor. And he built this stuff up. So there's certainly some of that.
And you said earlier that the overriding sentiment is lose this game and get a higher draft pick. Is there, so the winning season, finishing 9-8, that doesn't do a whole lot for Lions fans. They'd rather just get that high draft pick.
I can't speak for everybody, but it's very different than 2022 when the Lions beat the Packers in a, quote, meaningless game. Couldn't make the playoffs, but wanted to plant their flag. It's year two. It's Dan Campbell. It's, hey, we're coming, right? We're going to end the year with an exclamation mark, and we can keep the Packers out of the playoffs. We can't keep the Bears out of the playoffs. And we got to worry about what 2026 ultimately brings, because 2025 is effectively over and will be over at the end of the day today.
You got a prediction for this one, Jim?
You know, I weirdly think the Lions are going to win this football game.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what to make of this point spread. I would have thought this was 5.5 or even north of that as a gambler, Cash the Ticket podcast.
Sure.
I thought this was going to be a drubbing. It makes no sense. The Lions are having issues up front. They're turning it over. The Bears lead the NFL in forced turnovers. The Bears are the tougher team lines of scrimmage. No Penei Sewell, no Aleem McNeil on the D-line. Bears should win by 7, 10, more, right? They're playing for something. Lock up the 2 seed.
Yeah.
And yet that spread sat at 2.5, 3, and it may be starting to balloon to 3. But sitting where it sat all week, I go, this is just one that doesn't make sense to me. And maybe it's Dan Campbell looking everybody in the eye saying, hey, you show me if you want to be here, because I got to make some tough changes this offseason. And if this isn't where you want to be, the back-to-back NFC North champs, if you want to get off the bus here, go ahead. Lay down this week. I'll make the decision very easy for you in the offseason.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I'm picking the Bears to win, and you probably figure I want the Bears to win, and you'd be right if you figure that. But I don't think what you're saying is crazy. I think despite what the records say, I think this matchup is very close. I think this division is still very close, going back to what we talked about earlier. And that's a Lions offense that can move the football. And the Bears have trouble stopping teams from moving the football. If they don't generate any turnovers, I could see it playing out the way that you're talking about. That's Jim Costa of 97.1 The Ticket. Also, check out Cash the Ticket. Nice plug. You snuck in there, Jim. I always appreciate a shameless plug. And follow him on Twitter at Jim Costa _ my guest for the last few minutes on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. And I always appreciate the time and the insight, Jim. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Maybe this time we're doing this, Lions will be in a better spot. How about that?
I could very well see that happening, Jim. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right, thanks. Enjoy the game.
And again, he joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. And also, let me tell you, tomorrow night, the Illinois State Redbirds will play for the FCS National Championship for just the second time in program history when they take on Montana State. Join the Score and Mark Grody at 93 Octane Brewery in Elmhurst for an official ISU watch party starting at 6 p.m. to cheer on the Redbirds. Whoever wrote this, how do you not put in there ISU Redbird Hall of Famer Mark Grody at 93 Octane Brewery? And the man is a Hall of Famer. You put that in there. Like, you include that in the read. For be it for me to tell somebody how to do their job, but you include that Grody is a Hall of Famer. And I'm sure you're going to hear Grody later on today with Mully, Olin, and Manley on the pregame show, getting you ready for this one between the Bears and the Lions from Soldier Field later today. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Let's look at some of the possible matchups and ask you, who do you want, who don't you want in that first round of the playoffs? 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on the conversation. I'm Rami Makhlouf with you on a Sunday morning with you right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead,
stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We're back, live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's horrible. Like, I hate that. I hate losing. I hate losing to the Seahawks. But, hey, we get to play football next week. And whoever it is, whenever what happens, go Cardinals. So, no, my confidence is the exact same. I'm looking forward to whoever we play. Let's go Buddha and Trey McBride. Thank you, guys.
That's George Kittle after the 49ers fell to the Rams yesterday. Noted Bears fan, George Kittle, by the way. And he flat out says it. Like, he tried to back off it a little bit and then went right back to it. He wants the Cardinals to win today. And why would he want the Cardinals to win today? Because if the Cardinals win today, that would mean that the 49ers are the 5 seed and they would get whoever comes out of the NFC South, whichever one of those pitiful teams comes out of the NFC South, and that's an easier matchup for them. And I like the transparency. I like that transparency that he's saying, give us the easier matchup next week. I like
go
that.
Cardinals.
Exactly. And with that in mind, I ask you for a little transparency and ask, who do you want, who don't you want in that first round playoff matchup? 312-644-6767. And just to sort of set the table on this conversation and let you know what all the possibilities are, a Bears win or an Eagles loss, and the Bears are the 2 seed, and we get the Packers in the first round. You have your pen and paper out, because this is where it gets a little more complicated. Bears loss and Eagles win and Rams win, and you get the 49ers in the first round. Bears loss and Eagles win and Rams lose, and you get the Rams in the first round. So those are the three possibilities of teams that you could get in the first round. Again, Bears win or Eagles loss, 2 seed, Packers in the first round. Bears loss, Eagles win, and the Rams win, you're the 3 seed, and you get the 49ers in that wild card game. Bears loss, Eagles win, Rams lose, you're the 3 seed, and you will get the Rams in the first round. Who do you want? Who don't you want in that first round matchup? 312-644-6767. Just who do you think gives the Bears the best chance to win that football game? And when it comes to all three of these teams, I think the Bears can move the football. I'm that confident in this Bears offense right now that they'll be able to move the football against any one of those three teams. We've seen them do it against the 49ers. We've seen them do it, though not as consistently, against the Packers. They didn't play the Rams this season, but I'm confident that this Bears offense can move the football against almost anybody in this league, and the numbers back it up. So as far as that matchup goes, our offense against whoever's defense, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I am. They enter week 18 third in total offense, averaging almost 376 yards per game. They haven't been better than 15th in total offense since 2013. So I'm feeling a little puffy-chested about Caleb Williams and the guys when they run out there. I don't see a team that I look at and I go, I don't want in the first round, a defense that I don't want to face in the first round. So it really comes down to who's the best matchup for our defense. And I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know in saying that this defense thrives and this team as a whole thrives when that defense can get takeaways. They're 9-0 in games with at least two takeaways. And they are the 29th best defense in the league in terms of yards per play allowed, but 9-0 in games where they get at least two takeaways. In the two games, I said this earlier, that they don't get a takeaway, they gave up 30 points to the Ravens and 52 to the Lions. And they ranked 28th in opponent average distance to first on third down. And 28th in early down defensive success rate. So they haven't been good at forcing teams into third and long. They haven't been good in terms of just stopping teams and getting them off the field. The secret to this Bears defense success and the Bears as a whole success is getting the takeaways. So with that in mind, I go to the rankings in terms of giveaways in the NFL, which offenses are giving the ball away the most. And Green Bay, guys, might be the team, even though we all want them to win today and we all want them to get the 2 seed, Green Bay, of the possible teams that they could face next week in the wild card round of the playoffs, the best and just one of the best in the league, period, at protecting the football. They average less than a giveaway per game, 0.8 giveaways per game over the course of the season. They're just very good at protecting the football. Jordan Love has some lapses, especially when you can make him move off his spot and try to work the middle of the field while being off his spot. But him and the rest of that Packers offense, just really, really good at protecting the football. And those takeaways are the key to Bears wins this year. At least they have been to this point. Now, the silver lining in that, and the thing that you might point to and go, yeah, but, is the last 3 games, and one of those includes a loss to the Bears, the last 3 games, they haven't been that great at protecting the football. They have almost 2 giveaways per game in their last 3 games. And that's, let me see here, that's one of the worst in football. That's among the worst in football right now. So maybe something has broken there in Green Bay in terms of how careful they are with the football. I think you could also point to the fact that Jordan Love has been out in the concussion protocol, and that probably contributes a little bit to that number of almost 2 giveaways per game. But all in all, for the season, they've been one of the best teams in the league this year in protecting the ball. So, quite frankly, the Packers might be the worst matchup. Now, there are a lot of other factors. That's a beat-up football team. They've lost 3 straight. There's a good chance with them deciding to sit their starters, and in my show on Milwaukee, I've been critical of this choice by Matt LaFleur to sit their starters in this game, even though Jordan Love has cleared concussion protocol. I think you want that guy to run out there and shake off some of the rust of missing the last 3 weeks and just try and go out on a winning note and get some good vibes, get some momentum going in that building. But they've chosen the other route and chosen to sit Jordan Love and their starters. So you're getting a team without Micah Parsons that likely could be coming into the postseason riding 4 straight losses. I think that factors in as well. But just looking at the matchup, I think the Packers might be the toughest matchup for the Bears in that first round playoff game, simply looking at the turnover differential of those teams. So looking at the next hardest team that the Bears could face, it looks like it's the Rams. Now, they also less than 1 giveaway per game, 0.9 giveaways per game, but they also, in their last 3 games, have gotten a little more careless with the football, averaging 1.3 giveaways per game. So less than 1 per game for the year, but 1.3 over the last 3 weeks. And that's another team that I think you have to factor in how they've played recently and how that factors into whether or not you want to see them in the first round of the playoffs. They've lost 2 straight. They very well could could decide to sit their starters today. I haven't seen anything definitive about how the Rams will handle that today, whether it'll be Matthew Stafford or Jimmy G at quarterback for them this afternoon. That's another team that could be going into the playoffs not playing their best ball and losers of three straight, or at the very least two of their last three. I think the team that you want, I think the team, just looking at matchups and not necessarily zooming out and taking a look at the bigger picture of the two seed and what that means in terms of a deeper playoff run, just looking at who provides the best matchup in the wild card round of the playoffs, it sounds weird, but you might want the 49ers. And isn't it crazy, and this is just the NFL, how quickly narratives change in this league? When they beat the Bears last week, they were the darlings of the NFL, and people were talking about them as a Super Bowl favorite to come out of the NFC at least. And they lose last night, and I turn on SportsCenter, and all of a sudden Scott Van Pelt and the guys, they remember that's a team that's without their best pass rusher in Nick Bosa, that's without their best linebacker and maybe best defensive player in Fred Warner, and without Brandon Ayuk and the whole situation going on with him and him choosing to stay away from the football team, and wondering if those injuries are catching up to them and they're running out of steam. And that's a possibility. I think that is a real possibility with the 49ers, that the injuries are catching up to them and they are maybe running out of steam a little bit. And that's the football team that turns, of the three possibilities between the Packers, the 49ers, and the Rams, the 49ers give away the football more than any of those other teams and are in the bottom third of the league in terms of how secure they are with the football. They're averaging 1.3 giveaways per game. They're the opposite of those other two teams that I just talked about, in the Packers and the Rams, who have been careless with the ball or have been very careful with the ball over the course of the season. But if you just take the last 3 weeks sample size, they've been a little safer with it. The Rams averaging 1.3 giveaways per game on the season, but just one per game, and they had that one on the very first snap of the game last week when the Bears saw them and took that tip pass by Jalen Johnson back to the house. They're only averaging one giveaway per game. So a lot of this, first of all, I think you have to look at the intangibles, how healthy these teams are going into the playoffs, what kind of football that they've played here in recent weeks going into the playoffs, and the trends of them here recently going into the playoffs, along with what they've done over the course of the season and that larger sample size. I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I think you want the 49ers in this one, man. I do, and I know that means a Bears loss today, along with a Rams win. That's the formula to get the 49ers in the first round, and I know that we just lost to them last week in that shootout. I think if you can force two turnovers, if they just get one more turnover in that game against the 49ers last week, you're winning that football game. You win that football game if you get one more turnover or just a few less penalties. You win that football game. I think they showed better in that game than they did in either of the two games as far as putting together four good quarters of football. I think they showed better in that 49ers game than they did in either of the Packers games. Both of those took the Bears having to overcome slow starts. And in the second one, it took damn near a miracle with an onside kick and that bomb in overtime. And also, like I said earlier in the show, and like I said Friday with Ruthie Polinsky, I'd be okay with just closing the chapter on the Packers for this year. And that doesn't mean I don't think we could beat them. I do. I also think we could lose to them. That's a possibility. And I don't want them to have that going into the postseason. So there's a little bit of that factoring in as well. But I think if I was to stack them, I think the 49ers give you the best matchup. I think the Rams give you the next best matchup, and the Packers may be the worst matchup that we could get in the first round of the playoffs, despite everything going on with them right now, just purely on the turnovers and how tough they've played the Bears in the two games that we've seen them. How about you? Who do you want? Who don't you want in that first round of the playoffs? 312-644-6767. I see you guys on hold. Hang right there. I'll get to you before I get to Cassie Carlson of Fox Sports. She'll join me at 11 o'clock. Your call's right after this. Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Sunday morning and back in just a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's me with you till noon, taking you right up to the official Bears pregame. Let's call this pre-pregame with Mully and Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley. Till then, asking you, who do you want and who don't you want in that first-round playoff, Matt? Who do you think gives the Bears the best matchup and the best chance to win? It's going to be a home game, no matter what, that much we know. Bears win and Eagles lose, and it's the 2 seed in the Packers. Bears lose, Eagles win, Rams win. You get the Niners in the first round. Bears loss, Eagles win, Rams loss, and you'll get the Rams in the first round. I say the 49ers probably give you the best matchup, simply looking at the turnover, the giveaway and takeaway numbers. And the Packers probably give you the worst matchup. Not to say that they'll beat the Bears. Not to say I don't like the matchup. Just what is the path of least resistance? It might be to go through the 49ers, which I know sounds weird given they just beat the Bears in a shootout last week. But just looking at the matchups, and again, focusing on the turnover numbers, they might be your best chance to advance to the divisional round. And who knows who you face there? I mean, as wide open as the NFC is right now, you might still have a home playoff game in the divisional round, even if the Bears are the 3 seed. That's a real possibility. Let's go to the phones, though. 312-644-6767. Sim is on the way to the game. Now he's on the score. What's up, Sim?
Hi. We're on the way to the game, and we're so excited. I'm with my buddy Mateo here.
Hi. We're both Bears fans, and we hope the Bears can win, and the Packers lose, because we do not like the Packers.
Sim, and I appreciate the call, man. Sim, how old are you, bud?
I'm 9.
Nice.
9 years.
This is your first taste of good Bears football, isn't it, bud?
We've been to a second game before.
Oh, nice, but, nice. Well, Sim, have a great time out there today, buddy, and I hope the Bears get a win for you. All right.
Yep. Go Bears.
Go Bears. I love that. I love Sim on his way to the game. Second game of the year already for Sim. Imagine that. Imagine being 9 or 10 years old. I think he misunderstood the question a little bit when I said, this is your first taste of good Bears football. And he said, no, it's my second game. I just mean, like, in his 9 years of life. In his 9 years of life.
That lucky kid has no idea of the struggle.
No clue. He has no clue. Yeah, exactly. Although Tyler, all he's known is struggle. Like, I don't know if you can completely wrap your head around it and absorb it the way that we all do at 8 or 9 years old, but his whole life, like, I'm on some level lucky when I consider Sim. I got to experience the 80s. I was very young. I was 5 years old when I watched my team win a Super Bowl, but the whole 80s was pretty dang good, man. And it hasn't been great since, but I at least had that growing up. Sim has had to deal with nothing but bad Bears football until this year, and I'm glad he's getting a taste of good Bears football. And I hope they get him a win out there today at Soldier Field. Let's go down to Florida, and Mike listening on the Odyssey app. Mike, who do you want, who don't you want in the first round of the playoffs?
Hey, how you doing? I'm still laughing at that kid you just hit on, man. It sounds his dad's raising him right.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, I want the Packers, and main reason is it'll give them the opportunity to beat the Packers 3 times within the last 12 months, going back to last January. And besides, it's the Packers. Our crowd is going to be so loud that Jordan Love, no matter who, is not going to even be able to hear himself think. I think it's a big revenge thing with the Packers to, you know, shut their mouths for a while, okay? Other than that, I agree with you on San Francisco. San Francisco would be a good one, too, because a little revenge factor on that last game. But I'm all for playing the Packers. I think it'll build their confidence up, and it'll help them go through the rest of the playoffs a little easier.
Mike, I appreciate the call. And I get that. Look, you can make the case that with the injuries that they have and just the way that they've played here recently, that is the easiest matchup, despite the numbers that I read off about the turnovers and how few giveaways they have, averaging less than one giveaway per game, and the takeaways being sort of the key and the formula to the Bears' success. You could make the case that because of the injuries that they have and just because of the level of football that they've played here in the last few weeks, that the Packers give you the easiest matchup. And I get what he's saying about beating them, about sending them packing and how good that would feel and having your third win over the Packers in just over a calendar year. Yeah, man, that all sounds great. But as far as that rivalry goes right now, we have the last laugh. We have the last laugh here in Chicago over the Green Bay Packers. We beat them. We beat them in heartbreaking fashion. We won the NFC North. We have the bragging rights. We go into the offseason with all the bragging rights right now. Even the possibility of losing to them. And them snatching those bragging rights away. Them sort of wiping away the bad feelings that they have, washing out the bad taste in their mouth of that overtime win a couple weeks ago. almost essentially wiping away the significance or the bluster of winning an NFC North championship. Kind of gets wiped away if you lose that game. I'd be okay. I really would be okay just closing the chapter on Packers and Bears for the year. Let somebody else knock them out and do your dirty work for you and keep those bragging rights going into the, like, if nothing else, no matter what happens in the postseason, if the Packers don't knock us out, we at least have that. Tyler, am I the only one who feels that way? Is this me being a Bears fan, living and working behind enemy lines, behind the cheese curtain for so long, and doing what I do for the fan in Milwaukee? Is that what's talking when I say that of I'm okay closing the book on the Packers for the season and not even give them a chance to snatch the bragging rights back going into the offseason?
No, I mean, I don't think it's crazy because, again, we've had terrible history with the Packers.
So much pain.
Over the years. And I can only imagine for you having to live up in Milwaukee and just hearing it probably every single day.
It sucks. Yeah.
So I don't think you're crazy. I would also be scared, too, because same story, it seems like. And it's like, yes, we're confident more in the Bears this year, but it's just like, it's the stinking Packers that just also just come in here and just ruin our happiness any single time.
I feel better about the matchup than I have in a long, long time.
Definitely.
But that being said, there have been too many instances, too many occasions over the last, whatever, however many years, where I was like, this is our time, feeling really good about this matchup, and then it wasn't. Let me get one more call in before the break. It's going to be Ron, who's on the south side. Now Ron is on the score. Ron, who do you want, who don't you want in that wild card round matchup?
Well, I want the Packers. I want the Packers to send the Bears home. So you had a fan.
Wait, Ron, what'd you just say?
I despise the Bears. So here's my thing. You had a caller. He said he want the Bears to win, so the Packers fans, he said, could be quiet. They don't have to. As Aaron Rodgers has said, they own the Bears. So until the Bears prove that they can beat them when it counts, it means nothing. You know, it's interesting because I've been listening to the score from day one. I don't even call about anything without the White Sox in baseball. You would think the Bears have really done something significant. Oh, the Bears, this and that. And the Packers have owned them. So no, the Packers fans don't have to be quiet. Bears fans, you all be quiet until you beat them when it counts. Go Packers, go Sox.
Okay, that's enough. Don't let him say that on these airwaves. You should have hung up on him before that, Tyler. No, you said in my screener here that he's a Bears fan, Tyler.
He made it sound like he was. He tricked me.
That is no Bears fan. I don't know why we let that guy on the air. All due respect to Ron on the south side. And no, Packers fans are shut up for now. They are. Aaron Rodgers ain't walking through that door, Ron, and any other Packers fan that might be listening to me right now. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers owned the Bears. Aaron Rodgers is a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, in case you didn't know. So don't nobody on the Packers own the Bears anymore. Those days are done. Now, whether or not somebody else can claim ownership of the Bears, it's yet to be seen. But as of right now, the Bears are the NFC North champs and put belt to ass the last time that we saw them. That's where we stand right now, Ron. And I want to keep it that way. Are you a local business owner or employee? How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Here is your chance. We've brought back the Score Big for Your Business contest where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Log on to 670thescore.com/contest to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. Score Big for Your Business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking Keeps Moving Forward member, FDIC. We'll hit a quick break. If you are on hold and are so inclined, you can hang right there and you'll be first in line when I get back to the calls coming up right after I talk with Cassie Carlson, Fox Chicago sports anchor and Bears reporter. She joins me, Rami Makhlouf, next right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.